Hello and welcome, one and all, to the inaugural episode of one of the newest shows to grace the CITR airwaves, Music's on the Menu. I am one of your hosts, Alex Bird.
My name is Hugh Dana.
And we're going to be, you know, having discussions in this time slot every Thursday morning, just talking about stuff we're listening to in music right now, new releases, some local stuff, popular stuff. Decent range, and looking forward to just, you know, letting it ride every week. Mr. Dana, what are we leading off our discussion with today?
Well, the last time we were here in early December, so yeah, since then
we were doing a fill-in.
Since then, some pretty big releases have come out. Today we'll probably cover Metro Boomin's second studio album, Heroes and Villains, and SZA's long-awaited second studio album, S.O.S.
Yes.
And then we'll get deeper into some more stuff, but we'll start with that. Metro Boomin's second album dropped December 2nd, 2022, so like a week after we were in here. 15 tracks, classic Metro Boomin crew, Future, Don Toliver, Travis, Young Thug, classic guys. It is a follow-up to his well-received, I'll say. I'm not sure if it's critically acclaimed, but I love it. Not All Heroes Wear Capes, 4 years ago, 2018. This one felt like, for the first time in a while, this felt like a true album. He had all the art leading up to it.
Yeah,
the videos. We saw the portrait with Morgan Freeman. It was a good release. I really like this album. Just surface level right now. I like this album. What about you?
Yeah, I really enjoy it as well. I think it's obviously extraordinarily well produced. There's one thing, you know, Metro can do is make a freaking good beat. Yeah, I have a lot of similar praises, although I do want to immediately, I guess, get into some of the more of my criticisms of the album, or because it's kind of hard to balance it for me, because like on one hand, like I think it's all good, but I do worry about wonder about how much longer he can really do this thing for and people be excited to hear it, because if you know these people, you know exactly what you're gonna get, and you got it, and it was good, but it's the same thing.
Well, I think he's saved by what you just said, where when someone thinks of that, I think they think of the artist first. I think Metro has a little bit more of a grace period because he is the producer, and people are like, oh, it's Future sound or travel. Like, when is 21 gonna switch his sound, or when is Future gonna go a different route? I think he's versatile. I'm not sure if you've listened to Not All Heroes Wear Capes or On Something or Without Warning, all of his previous works, where he obviously he kind of sticks to like the quote unquote Atlanta sound, but he goes all over the place, man. You've heard Mr. Right Now.
Yeah, that's true.
Which I'm actually not sure how much he produced that, but...
Well, I mean, I assume he produced on where he produced the whole thing.
Well, I do know it was meant to be on CLB.
Oh, well...
And they switched that with Knife Talk. He made Knife Talk. So...
Well, I think he did both. I would assume
It is Metro. It's Metro in 40 days.
Yeah.
So, that's a really interesting point. I never think about that because... I always think Metro's in the backseat and he's kind of curating to what the artist asked for. Because kind of like on this album, Metro kind of just like places everyone in their respective bags. And they actually do much better than I thought. Like, I'm not the biggest 21 fan. And I think he's dope on Creepin'. What else do I really like him in?
Umbrella, perhaps.
Umbrella, Niagara Falls. He's awesome in that.
Yeah.
But I don't listen to that much 21 Savage. I think that you have a point. But I think that
in my opinion, Metro's got like a higher profile than you. Like at this point, I think he's so well regarded in in hip hop right now and so well known for his production that we have the right to place expectations of evolution. Well, I mean, obviously, like, yeah, he's got diversity, but like, because like, you say, oh, when's Future gonna switch his sound? When 21's gonna do the thing? You know, Travis has his, you know, his lane, mm-hmm. but it's all, at least on this album in particular, it's all produced by Metro. Like Future's sound is largely from Metro Boomin.
Mm.
Metro Boomin beats. 21's sound is largely Metro Boomin beats. And like, if you follow these guys, you know this, because you hear his freaking tag on all their biggest songs. So, I think obviously it's good, but it's like it's another dose of like the same thing, and I wonder how much longer that's a sustainable method.
Dude, I love that you brought this up, because that is, what do you think?
Because like Umbrella, for example, is a lot of fun and it's a good song, but it's, you put that song on Savage Mode 2 and it fits right in, and that's an album that came out two and a half years ago at this point.
I think another thing for me is I don't really listen to that much like rap.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do listen to mainstream rap, but it's largely Drake and who, like, other rappers I love, Childish Gambino, and it's more, it's just not like, this is kind of just like strictly Atlanta sounding, except for maybe Creepin'.
Yeah, Creepin's the one anomaly, but for good reason.
But is the Weeknd is kind of the reason?
Yeah.
Of that anomaly. Also, Fila Faya.
Yeah.
ASAP Rocky that's more New York-y.
Yeah.
Sounding.
That is a different sounding.
So how do you think? What do you expect? I mean, obviously Metro doesn't drop albums very often.
Maybe it's less of a Metro thing then, because you bring up that point of like the Weeknd song is very different and Fila Faya is very different. So maybe it is less of a Metro thing, and maybe it is more of just like 21 Savage being like wanting to just only do like Umbrella type beats. Maybe it is that.
Yeah, my next thing was because like also when you put Don Toliver on those beats, it's kind of a different thing.
It is.
Like what's the one? Around Me.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I don't get the same, it doesn't feel as entrenched. Like 21, Future, Young Thug, that sound is kind of all you expect from them,
mm-hmm.
and get from them. But when you drop Don Toliver into that, it feels totally different. So I think that it's all about the performance of the artist, because obviously he picks, like, the intro is totally different. I love the intro, the John Legend intro.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it all depends on the performance and who he picks. Like in the previous album, he has the Gucci Mane intro track, which is awesome. I don't even really like Gucci Mane, and I think he's dope on that. And it doesn't sound that Atlanty. I'm generalizing by saying Atlanta, because you know they're all from Atlanta and they kind of claim Atlanta and that sound.
Doesn't sound like that generic. Not, well, yeah.
Pretty
like,
much
like a standard Metro beat.
I've digressed a bit, but pretty much what I'm saying is that I think that it depends on the performance of the artist. So I didn't even think about how much longer can Metro do that, because I think that so much of it depends on the performance. And I just trust Metro to understand that. I mean, and then actually how much of it is just Metro just kind of saying, all right, you guys can do what you want to do, and it being that. Because every song, like the Creepin' sounds like a Weeknd song, what the Weeknd would do on Creepin'.
Mm-hmm.
Around Me sounds like what Don Toliver would do on Around Me. Feel of Fire sounds like something ASAP Rocky would do on that beat.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I really like this thought experiment you threw at me. I just believe in Metro. He'll take it somewhere different. I think he can.
I think he's earned our trust.
I think it all just depends on who he wants to work with at the end of the day.
Yeah, and he's, you know, keeping with familiar faces this time around, so it's going to be familiar sound, perhaps.
I think he's also clever with how he spaces his releases. I think also just the it being a Metro album, your expectations are different, and it's you kind of are okay with everything that's on the album. At least for me. Like, when I, I didn't even think of that because I was like, oh, this is a Metro album. But now that you say it, it comes to mind, and I'd have to agree.
Yeah, it is a Metro Boomin album, but I think of those, I think of the song, like, I think of Around Me as a Don Toliver song. I think of Metro Spider as a Young Thug song, because it's them on the song, making it, you know, doing their own style, as you've said.
Correct.
So.
And I think that we're discussing this so much because the praises are, I actually just got a text from my older brother saying CLB is the perfect Vancouver album. So maybe we'll discuss that later. The praises are just kind of Metro Boomin praises. He puts everyone in their bag. They do everything. The production is awesome. He, like, the intro to so many songs are grandiose, and then he makes them. He perfectly switches them into what you expect. Like, is it Umbrella that starts with the chorus of sounds?
Believe so.
Like you said, the beat switch on Walk 'Em Down is awesome. So, I mean, Metro does what he did perfectly.
Yeah,
well,
perhaps I've overstated.
No. I think that that's a fan. I think you've kind of zoomed out and said, okay, because you've probably listened to this album more than I have.
Yeah.
Actually, we know this.
Thanks. So, man. Yeah, I guess like, that is like a take of like, cool. This is cool in the moment, but what is like the grand scheme of these guys' futures? Something else I do want to say about a praise that I have for the album, switching topics, because I think we've kind of exhausted the sound.
Well, maybe we should conclude that with, where do you think, anything will change? I mean, his next album is probably a World Cup away.
I hope. Well, I it's so hard to predict what's 4 years from now, because, like, all these, like, who the heck knows what Young Thug's future? Well, we might actually know what Young Thug's future is.
Yeah, Don Toliver didn't even exist.
Don Toliver didn't.
4 years ago.
No, he didn't last time that thing came out. Like, 21 Savage was just on the come up, and now he's established.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Travis Scott, same deal. He's
roller coaster ride for him. But
yeah, but he's a well established name in hip hop, and I guess 2018 he was as well. But was he even on that album? Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Album has a larger cast of characters. J Balvin's on that album.
Oh, wow. That's
Sway
dope.
Lee, Wizkid, Offset, Kodak, Drake.
Yeah, like, there's no chance Sway Lee would be. There's no chance, like.
You don't think Sway Lee.
Sway Lee from that time to now, like, is not. No chance he would, like, make a return. So there's probably going to be people like that on that album who 4 years from now would be like, oh, yeah, no chance that guy's going to be on the next thing.
Fair.
Might be Don Toliver.
No, he'll stay.
Yeah, he's got such
every
a
time,
unique voice, but, like,
his
Sway Lee's got a
great,
unique
dude.
Voice, too, but
Don Toliver's better than Sway Lee.
Yeah.
Don Toliver's catchier. Like, I won't listen to Don Toliver for a while, and then I'll come back and I'll be like, oh, I forgot how good Don Toliver is.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Anyway, another piece of praise I just wanted to throw out there for it is that I think the thing that one of the things that I like about it so much is that it's these people who I like largely in small doses. Like a Young Thug, Don Toliver, Future to an extent. I don't like listen to full Future albums in their entirety all the time or whatever. So it's like these guys that I like in small doses, and you just get small doses of them doing their thing, like at their best, and that it's not like 15 tracks of, for example, like Young Thug just not quite doing what he did on Metro Spider. But then you just get Metro Spider, and that's like the one like solo Young Thug thing, and you could be like, hey, this is fun. He did his thing here. And then we can move on to the next artist doing their thing. So I think that's also something that it does well, is you just get like these small doses of a good recurring list of people, but it's not like the same people all the time. Or the same voice all the time, because these guys are, in terms of like subject matter, all pretty samey.
Yeah,
like the topics of 21 Savage and the topics of Young Thug are not that different.
Yeah, there's no.
So even though the topics are kind of all similar, it stays fresh with the different voices and their different styles on it.
Yeah, there's no thematic itinerary for any Metro albums. It's pretty thematically, like, an inch deep. Yeah. But
that's fine.
Yeah, that's not what he's searching for. He's not trying to make this journey of emotions and all that.
No, but and then the strength of having multiple collaborators is that you can kind of ignore the lack of, like, theme or concept or whatever, because it's just... Because you can sort of partition things as just, like, kind of a bunch of singles all in a row. And yeah. They all kind of have the... But they all sort of fit together because the production is all from the same guy. And so there's still, like, a through line of sound.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, my expectations were fulfilled. He was as great as I thought he would be. And actually, I thought some people were better than they would be. I thought Travis was better than...
Travis, for me, is the weakest link.
Really?
Yeah. Like, he's fine, but... He's not. He's the least interesting one.
That's a whole nother conversation on what happened to what our expectations of Travis Scott are at. Anyways,
But like relative to the other recurring characters, like 21, Future, Thugger, like he's. I don't know. To me, he's the weakest link in the chain. Like he's fine. Like Raindrops is cool, but
I don't think that's a hot take. I think that's. No. Valid. I think that's rather accurate.
Which is unfortunate because I'm a big Travis Scott fan.
Yeah.
And so for him to come, because this is like his first major musical, not release, but like he's on like four songs there. Mm-hmm. And that's like the most we've heard from him since the Astroworld incident.
Yeah.
Incident is maybe an understatement, but since the... The disaster that was those shows, and so for him to come back from all that with kind of a lot of mediocre performances is unfortunate.
But he was already on a.
He wasn't as hot as he was. But
I mean, it's almost as if he exhausted so much of his creative genius on Astroworld that he's kind of just sputtering back to where he was. I mean, he did release Down in Atlanta,
and that was good,
but. Maybe we should taper our expectations because Pharrell makes the beat. Pharrell's maybe curating everything he does.
Pharrell's a very, very good artist.
Yeah, Pharrell's amazing. But that is kind of all Travis, it sounds like. Kind of just the meat of the lyrics and all that. But I would say, yeah, I was impressed by 21. As someone who doesn't listen to that much rap, and... My memories of 21 Savage are like bank account.
Mm-hmm.
That's like when I was really into him. I thought he was really good, particularly on Creepin'.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Future was awesome. Metro Spider at first I disliked, but then I realized it's an awesome song. I love all the Don Toliver. I thought the Chris Brown thing was pretty funny, even though it doesn't really fit.
Why do we need Chris Brown? Like you can get someone else to do that. You can get The Weeknd to do that.
Yeah, he knows his thing, and Chris Brown can do one thing, and it almost worked, but I don't really think it totally worked. I know you don't. Your disdain for Chris Brown, which is most people's disdain, as is mine. But if we're going to wrap up this conversation, should we play our favorite song?
Well, I wouldn't say the song we're about to play is my favorite song.
Off that track? Off that album?
No, it's not.
Really?
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, but I wouldn't say Creepin'. Is my favorite song on the album.
Really? For me, it's Far and Away. Nothing's even really close.
Yeah, and I understand that. And I understand why. I kind of almost wish 21 Savage wasn't on that song.
I like 21 Savage's part.
Okay. I've been in a constant debate with myself of whether or not I actually think he's good on the song. Or, like, if he suits the song. Like, when the drums come in and then...
And he's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Hate his ad-libs. I think his ad-libs always are a detriment to his verses.
I like his ad-libs. But... I think it would have been a whole lot cooler if it was just the way it was at the beginning, where it's super spacey and it's just The Weeknd singing his heart out, and it was just that for 3 minutes. I think I would have liked that more.
So what would you say is your favorite? Superhero.
Probably Superhero. I think that's the one I've heard. Superhero, Field of Fire, are the two I've listened to the most.
Really.
And maybe, yeah, Umbrella's in there too, But
yeah, Umbrella's dope.
And like, I don't know. I've got like 5 songs on there that are all kind of on the exact same level for me. And I named them all basically right there. So I don't have.
Yeah, I think I
have. I don't know. I don't have a clear cut favorite, but Creepin's excellent.
And I think I have a clear podium.
Okay.
Creepin, Umbrella, Around Me.
That's fair. That's good. I think I might like Too Many Nights more than Around Me.
Oh, Too Many Nights is good. I just really like Around Me.
Yeah, that's fine. They're pretty similar songs.
Anyways, should we?
Yes, we should do it.
All right. So this is Creepin' by Metro Boomin with The Weeknd and 21 Savage.
To a sneaky link, got you riding around in all type of Benz's and Rolls. Girl, you used to ride in the rinky dink. I'm the one put you in that Leontay, fashion over model. I put you on the runway. You was rocking Coach bags, got you Shanaynay. Side to Frisco, I call her my baby. I got a girl, but I still feel alone. If you plan me, that mean my home ain't home. Having nightmares are going through your phone. Can't even record, you got me out my zone. Get a hotel, never bring them to the house.
Oh,
do you love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roaster's Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or Grocery Checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek Coffee today.
Either you've been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money. The one you love has deserted you. That makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
Here's how he feels about it. Blues ain't nothing but a man. Good man feeling bad. No, that's all that is.
And we back, and we back, and we back.
Welcome.
All right. That was our discussion of Metro Boomin's Heroes and Villains. You just heard Creepin' by Metro Boomin, The Weeknd, and 21 Savage. And now we are shifting gears, shifting genres.
Transition.
Yes.
Have you given this a listen?
Have you given this album a listen? This album being SZA's SOS, her long-awaited follow-up to her very well, very recognized. I don't really know what the terminology is. Acclaimed.
Critically acclaimed.
It was critically acclaimed, right?
I love that album.
I mean, yeah.
It's one of my favorite albums of all time, to be honest.
Control. We're talking about Control.
Control.
But this isn't about Control. This is about
Save Our Souls.
Yeah. SOS.
SZA's second studio album, 23 mm-hmm. songs.
A little long.
Little long, four features actually. I mean, a lot of these songs have come out. Features from Don Toliver, welcome back.
Yep.
Phoebe Bridgers,
mm-hmm.
Travis Scott,
welcome back.
And Dirty Old,
whatever.
Whoever that is, I have no idea who that is. Have you heard of them before?
I feel no. I think their name only rings a bell because I was reading the Wikipedia beforehand.
Of this album?
Yeah.
Oh, and what did it detail?
I didn't read it that closely.
Okay.
I was just kind of poking around Wikipedia. Show it to SZA, though. She's wearing a St. Louis Blues jersey on the album cover.
That's where she's from, man.
Gotta like it. Like it when a hockey thing gets included.
And she's recreated that Princess Diana photo. That's pretty dope, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay.
Because that's what I was reading about on the Wikipedia primarily.
Anyways, this album is 23 tracks. It's a follow-up to her critically acclaimed, I mean, everything.
We already said this.
Pretty much use every adjective. Control.
Mm-hmm.
SOS comes 6 years later.
Six?
Yep. Rumors have it that this is it for her. She's done.
Really?
She is 34 now, or 33.
Okay.
The reason I had little or less to say on and listen to Heroes and Villains less is because I spent much of the last month just eating this up.
The inverse is true.
Yeah.
For me. But anyway, I've still listened to it for a bit. Still got songs I like. Still got some things to say.
I love this.
Yeah, it's a very good album, man. She brought it on this one. It's 23 songs is a lot of songs, and that's kind of like my primary complaint is it's long.
I mean,
it's worth it.
6 years wait. I think it's satisfying. There's also like five songs that were on there before.
True.
Or you've heard before. Good Days is clearly insane.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Jacob Collier. So maybe I'll let you speak first because I could go on about this.
Okay.
Or should we discuss? Maybe we should first.
You lead.
So I'm going to go back to Control. So, because I think that my love for Control, I'll just explain. So Control is if that Bill Clinton trend where you say he's sitting there with the four albums, if that was right now, Control would likely be the fourth album on there for me. I love Control. I think thematically, it's my second favorite album of all time behind Blonde. I just think that this idea. When was the last time you heard Control?
I've not listened to control significantly. Oh, no, man. I'm playing a cardinal sin. Oh, no.
Sorry, it's 5 years.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah.
So, Control, I love Control. I think that's Travis Scott's best verse ever, maybe.
On Love Glory?
Uh-huh. I just think the thematics of... I feel like you can really tell in Control that she is fighting with growing up and fighting with all the habits of her. Like in 20-something, you can tell she's fighting with this idea of growing up and having to leave behind all these things you've known so long. Like the things you do in your social life, what you do with men in personal life, what you say to people, and how she's having trouble releasing herself from that. And I just think the undertone, there's so much despair and there's so much despair in it and so much confusion. And I absolutely think that it is so applicable to so many people. Supermodel's amazing. Love Glory's amazing. Doves in the Wind, Prom, Drew Barrymore, The Weeknd, Garden, Broken Clocks, Normal Girl, 20-something. I mean, everything on that is just, I think it comes from such a relatable and such a unique perspective and it's a perspective that maybe it's just currently I've really fallen in love with Control and its struggle with growing up and trying to move on from things you love but you know you can't have anymore, and the feeling of emptiness and despair ahead of you because you don't know how to replace these things you love that you can't hang on to. And I love that about that album. Now, shifting to SOS, it's obvious that she has come to terms with adulthood and life, and she is thriving. Kill Bill, Seek and Destroy, they're all like heartbreak songs, but it's obvious she's in the driver's seat. I might kill my ex, but don't have to. Seek and Destroy, I'm fine if they hit you or don't. Low, keep it on the low. I don't want anyone to know, but at the same time, I don't really give a damn because I can just drop you. Blind, oh, I'm so blind, I'm sorry, I don't forgive my actions, I'm so blind. It's like kind of like that nonchalant awareness. Shout out Don Toliver on Used. I think he's actually amazing. The little 10 seconds he comes in on. Mm-hmm. Snooze is my favorite song. Snooze and Nobody Gets Me, which I believe is written by Benny Blanco, who I'm a huge fan of. I love Conceited. Obviously, Shirt, I Hate You, Good Days Are Great. Open Arms, I've only listened to a couple times because it's so far down. And it's rare that I have like a full hour to just sit and listen. Gone Girl's awesome. Blind, Love Language. I love this album. It is my favorite album of 2022. It's surpassed, honestly, Nevermind.
Good. Thank God. Yeah.
I honestly can't say enough. I just, thematically, I think the growth is there, which I love. The SZA swag is still there. There's still swag in Control. But I just love the emptiness and despair that's kind of looming and she's aware and it's kind of eating her up. Obviously the topics are kind of thin, but you kind of have to go beyond that with SZA, I find, which is maybe I've overanalyzed Control, but that's kind of what I pull from Control. This is just like, she's cool with it. She's living, she's enjoying it. This is what her life is. This is what her adult life is like. And she didn't have, I think that in a lot of this, it's clear, she doesn't say it, but it's clear that fear, that all those fears didn't come true. Now, obviously, SZA is beautiful and wealthy and amazing, so it's different for her than me. I still fear all those things, which is maybe why I love Control so much. But, man, this is just a... And just, like, from... I remember I quickly asked you on... This came out December 9th. I probably asked you on the 11th, what album do you like more? And you immediately told me SZA. You just say it's... There's more places you can enjoy it. There's
more. There's more going on.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a good...
There's more different things going on.
So that's what... I'll just say, if I have to pick three, my favorite songs would be Snooze, Nobody Gets Me, and Gone Girl.
Okay. That was impassioned. I like that.
Yeah, dude, I love this album and I love Control.
Yeah. I do want to say that I think Open Arms is one of my favorite songs on this record. Kill Bill is, you know, the hit, and deservedly so. I've heard Low a lot. Low has infiltrated my, like, Spotify auto-generated playlist, so I've heard Low a lot. Keep it all low ski on the lowest. That's probably on the low.
My least favorite song on the whole album.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like, that is kind of annoying that I've heard it so many times, maybe, but I think it's cool. F2F is fun.
I also dislike that one.
That's like, it gets a little more rocky, right?
Yeah, I can't remember. No, I think you're thinking about Ghost in the Machine.
Okay, maybe. No, I guess rock is the wrong word, but it's different. It sounds, it's a different sounding SZA song.
Yeah. But that's what you, like you said, with 23 songs, you're going to have,
I think it's good that there's, you know, songs that sound different.
Yeah.
To keep it interesting.
She straight up raps on two songs.
Yeah.
On SOS, she uses that, like the champagne poetry beat, she raps over it.
Hell yeah.
Smoking on my X-Pack.
That's just a hilarious
straight
title.
Up bars, though.
Yeah.
She almost borderline raps on Conceited.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we know how amazing Good Days is instrumentally. It's a beautiful song.
Yeah.
I actually can't remember Forgiveless. From the album, I kind of get the gist.
Yeah.
From the title.
Anyway, I do want to, after having some criticisms for Travis Scott and our, you know, about 20 minutes ago, I do want to say, though, that he is great on Open Arms.
Yeah.
I really like his verse out there. Nice and focused. He's kind of putting his heart out a bit. He's putting his heart out there. Towards the end of his verse, when he starts talking about back shots, he kind of loses me a bit. But at the start,
my favorite part, man.
But at the start, when he's talking about, like, you're my favorite color, seeing every shade of me or something like that, the line is something along those lines.
I mean, this is like, I may interject. This is like the Travis Scott conundrum to me, because he's so good on this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, okay, well, maybe it's because he's with a big artist. But then you go to, like, when he's with Drake on Fair Trade, he ruins that song.
Yeah.
Like, and Drake is honestly bigger than SZA. Maybe this was a more anticipated album, and he shows up again.
I wonder if maybe the difference is that on this album, they cared more about the artistic product, whereas on Certified Lover Boy, they were probably not caring as much.
Yeah. I mean, SZA, obviously,
I got to get my Drake digs in.
I mean, I'm going to agree with you. But Fair Trade is just, Drake bodies Fair Trade, in my opinion, I think.
Drake does well on Fair Trade.
And
but
then Travis Scott comes in, and I think, well, that's just like the last big album that I remember him being featured on, obviously.
Yeah. No, that's fine.
And he does great. Like I said, I thought that, I think
I just
Love Galore is his best work
strong
ever.
Tropical focus.
Mm-hmm. Maybe not best work ever. That's
best
feature
Maybe he
ever.
Just works well on... Works well with SZA. Maybe they just get along really well.
Yeah,
I could just all. Like just all. That's all it has to be. Is just they work well together.
Yeah, and Don Toliver, like I said, I think he's the best feature. Mm-hmm. Phoebe Bridgers is great, but like I'm not.
Phoebe
like,
Bridgers isn't there much.
No,
like,
and I'm
she
not
doesn't
a big
have
fan
a very
of,
significant
like,
feature.
Rock, pop, folk. I'm not a big fan of that. Mm-hmm. But I do like Phoebe Bridgers. Like I sit down, I enjoy Phoebe Bridgers' record. I'd have to think of, I've just spent so much time just enjoying this album because there's so many songs I enjoy, similar to CLB. My criticisms would be hard to find. My criticisms are subjective and personal. Yours are kind of, I think, more valid and can be recognized more universally. Like, I think the lows, speaking of low, I think the lows on SOS are deeper than Control, but there's also 9 more songs.
Yeah, there's more, it averages out.
Yeah, so... I just, I'd have to actually sit and think.
All right.
I think that.
I don't know. I don't know if live on the radio is the time to
yeah,
sit and
no,
think.
And I don't think that I have many criticisms because.
That's fine. You don't need to.
No, and I think I articulated that, although the thematically it's not as deep as Control or as relatable. The growth is there, and what I see and what I hear, I love, and I think it fits perfectly, and I think it just tells the tale of her life really well.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you can see the 6 years, you can almost tell what happened in the 6 years by listening to Control and then listening to this.
I like that.
I
like it when you can, when there's like a through line of like personal growth through multiple records. And, like, they're not each just isolated incidents.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you can really see, like, something of their life.
Yeah, it's art. That's what this one, this is art.
Yeah.
And, sure. I mean, to be fair, Metro Boomin, he does his thing so well that is also art.
Yeah, it's just different mm-hmm. forms of expression.
So, if we're going to play a song off this record, I would request Nobody Gets Me.
Okay. Well, you're the disc jockey.
Am I?
Yeah. You've got the laptop.
All right, so we'll conclude our conversation. I mean, I don't know if there's anything more I can say.
Yeah, I really liked what you had to say. I guess one final point on this. It's not even a point about SZA. It's just a point about albums having, like, forming, like, a greater constellation
mm-hmm.
than just each of them being an isolated thing. It's just, that's also something I really like about
Me too.
Kendrick Lamar's music.
Yeah.
Because right. I think his albums do the same thing. I think anyway. They serve a common through line. So I like that SZA does that too.
I think the best people do. Frank Ocean, mm-hmm. Bon Iver, Tame Impala. I think that if you really look.
Yeah.
Kendrick Lamar's is obvious. And I think that's kind of insane
mm-hmm.
how easy it is. Like you'd have to sit down and really listen to Control and kind of put yourself in SZA's shoes. Kendrick gives you his shoes. Which is kind of, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think only Sting does it as well as him. Shout out Sting. Anyways, this is Nobody Gets Me by SZA off of SOS.
Took a long vacation, no makeup, just Jay-Z. We're balls deep, now we beefing. At me butt naked at the MGM. So wasted, screaming, that. Blurry now, but I'm anything. Hurry now, baby, stick it in. For the memories get to kicking in. It's too late, I don't wanna lose. What's left of you? Propose, I went on the road, you was feeling empty, so you left me. Now I'm stuck dealing with a deadbeat. If I'm real, I deserve less. If I was you, I wouldn't take me back. I pretend when I'm in it's you. When I know that it's too late, I don't wanna lose. What's left of you? How am I supposed to tell you?
Ta-ta.
Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it. If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience. We'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots, global, unembedded, international, independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
And we back, and we back.
15 minutes left?
Yep, 15 minutes left in our allotted time. So we are going to close our conversation with looking forward to the rest of 2023, talking about some stuff that we are anticipating, hoping for,
and then maybe what we
on our knees begging for, and then dying maybe to get, but we'll probably not get.
Speaking of dying to get.
Frank Ocean.
Yep.
That's exactly what I was talking about.
I hadn't said it in our conversation up there, but shout out Frank Ocean. Shout out everyone who's going to Coachella.
Shout out to Frank Ocean, who's going to pull up at Coachella and play seven-year-old songs.
I know, but it's okay because that stuff is so good. Mm-hmm. So, what do we expect? We briefly talked about Utopia.
Yes.
I love that. This is just
the Travis Scott episode.
Oh, I love that he kind of lets you know what his title will be because then there's more hype around it.
Yeah.
Like, he came out, Astroworld, he said, oh, Astroworld's coming before Birds in the Trap.
Wow.
So, to be honest, I think I would want him to wait. I think I want 2024 to be Utopia. But that would be 6 years after.
Yeah, that would be a while.
So. But I think everything needed to be reset after the catastrophe that was. What was that? Was that also called Astroworld?
I think it was
Houston Fest or whatever?
I think it was Astroworld Festival. Regardless, Travis Scott Festival where multiple people died because of incompetent security procedures.
Because he decided to go on Fortnite.
You can't blame him for getting a Fortnite bag.
I think that he regrets it now because I don't see any other reason why. Like, I went to a Travis Scott show and I was fearful of breaking my nose. It was just madness.
Yeah, that's how it is all the time.
But you know that. So why, and I don't, this isn't a criticism, this is just kind of like, this was my thought process. The only way, because weren't there like 10-year-olds there?
Yeah, like one of the casualties was a 9-year-old.
I assume he's only there because he played Fortnite. That's just my thought process. There were like young kids who died.
Yeah.
Like, why are young kids at like an M-rated show?
I
assume that's because he played Fortnite. Now, obviously,
I think the bigger question is why are you letting your 9-year-old child go to a Travis Scott concert?
Yeah. I mean,
that makes no sense.
The security failed. I mean, I'm not sure Travis Scott could have done anything because from above it would just like every other Travis Scott show, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, but ultimately though, he's at the center of it all.
Yeah,
with
he's
the
one
attached to it.
Yeah, and he's the one who let all those people. I mean, I don't know who picks the capacity. I assume he has a hand in it. So it is largely.
He's not blameless.
Not nearly. I think Drake was on stage. Anyways, we will probably get more Drake. Love that. He always does something once a year. I mean, he did two last year, but I'm kind of thinking he doesn't count. Honestly, never mind, because he came out with Her Loss.
I don't know what Honestly Never Mind even is.
I think he just quit.
How that fits into the Drake canon.
The theory is that
as that little experiment he did.
I love it. It was fun for the summer, man.
Right.
We'd go into the clubs and Mass would be playing. It was dope. What do I want? I think Tyler the Creator would be interesting. I would love
I think it's pretty much all but guaranteed that there's a new Tyler the Creator album coming. I mean, he was on, like, people have been fans, of course, have been doing the thing fans do and, like, hypothesizing about what the album title is going to be and the concept and all that stuff. And he got on Twitter and basically called all of his fans idiots for coming up with ideas that aren't true about the album. But I think that simultaneously confirms that there is an album in the works.
Yeah, he's kind of...
Every 2 years, he comes out with an album, and that's been the case since Goblin, so no reason to expect anything different.
I would really like a Khalid album this year.
Ooh,
hasn't
been
one since like 2017, maybe. Bryson Tiller, I would love that.
Khalid came out with
We had that
Free Spirit, Scenic Drive.
Scenic Drive, tape. I forgot the tape. I didn't like that as much as Free Spirit, though.
No.
Some more Yeats, always welcome.
Some more Yeat.
I would like some Bryson Tiller.
I think a new Yeats almost guaranteed.
I think we might get The Weeknd towards the end of the year.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't know. I'm cool with letting him wait. I feel like. No, I. Well, no, because.
I think he's doing this trilogy thing.
Yeah, but.
Because it was one and then it was two. I don't think he would wait and do three. Because Don FM came out kind of too soon.
After Hours came out 2020, March 2020, and Don FM came out January 2022.
Yeah, he usually waits 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Don. I agree. I think Don FM came out way too early because I feel like that album didn't really make an impact.
No,
like it's good. It and it's got a lot of good songs on it, but I guess After Hours was still so popular when he came out with the next thing that people weren't like. Weren't like waiting for the next thing. It was they were still enjoying the previous thing, and then he comes up with the next thing, and it just kind of wasn't the event that a new Weeknd album should be.
No. I would love some K. Tronada, some Childish Gambino, except that seems unlikely. Mm-hmm. I love Party Next Door. You know that.
Yeah.
I almost. Kind of think it's time. It's now 2023.
When was the last thing?
2020.
All
right. Right before COVID.
Oh, that's terrible timing.
I love that album. We already got Youngboy.
New Youngboys every 3 months. There's a new Youngboy.
People
project.
I'm curious about. I'm curious to see what Jack Harlow does this year after. Kind of
after
borderline being embarrassed.
Blowing up and then immediately not. Capitalizing on any of that.
I mean, I actually thought that Come Home, the Kids Miss You was fine.
It was, yeah, but like he was kind of it for like a couple months there.
Following... My expectations for him were always tapered.
No, yeah, I didn't think Jack Harlow was gonna, you know, bring in really anything different than what he did. But he had like incredible stature. For a couple months there, coming off of like What's Poppin' being huge and the Industry Baby feature, and then he releases the full album, like coming off of his mainstream explosion, and it wasn't that good. But it's also Jack Harlow, so was it ever really gonna be that good? Probably not. But that's still, you know, you got to bring it, and he didn't.
I think just like this is kind of a left field, but I think like a really focused Central Cee album would be pretty fun.
That'd be something.
Because I think he's really good, actually. Just flat out rapping, I think he's good. I actually think Yachty's next album. You and
yes.
I discussed this.
I think that'll be cool.
I mean, there's a chance it's terrible, but he hangs out with Drake and all them, so I expect a lot of OVO influence.
Yeah.
I wonder what Lil.
There were some Yachty leaks recently, actually, so I wonder how that affects things.
I don't listen to any leaks.
No, I didn't listen to them, but I just know that they exist.
As we actually.
And I wonder how that derails things.
We quickly went over Playboi Carti, whose career was kind of almost ruined by leaks. I don't expect anything this year.
Yeah.
He kind of waits for people to get restless, like really
people
restless.
People are restless, though.
Really?
I'm on the Playboi Carti subreddit. Just because it's hilarious. Those
people
are so funny.
Yeah, that's one of the greatest.
They don't even talk about Playboi Carti half the time. They just post memes. But they're a restless group. They are just dying for new Playboi Carti music. Like, when he posted that thing on his story that it was just, like, this weird picture that had a parental advisory sticker in the bottom corner. So people thought it was, like, oh, a new single's coming out around Christmas. And then he didn't drop that. And people were upset. It rustled some jimmies, should we say. Ruffled some feathers.
Who else do I? I wonder what Lil Baby would do, because I think that his album, similar to Don FM, nothing, kind of ripples when I expected a wave.
Yeah, well, it wasn't that good. Don FM was at least good.
Don FM's really good, in retrospect.
But the new Lil Baby, what was it even called?
California Breeze?
It was not called California Breeze.
That was the song. That was the song.
Anyway, the new, whatever that baby, we don't even remember, which is kind of a problem. Because I really, It's Only Me is what it's called.
Do you expect?
I thought it was going to be, I had high hopes because he had a great feature run between like 2020, 2021 time. And then he came out with, the album and it was just the same kind of bland beats, him blandly rapping.
I think he might be in trouble.
Oh, I think he's definitely in trouble.
I think he's in trouble. I think
he's a fall-off candidate.
Oh, yeah. I think he's on the precipice.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of somehow never falling off, I wonder if Rihanna will finally... She does have the Super Bowl, so maybe she'll use that hype to... Super Bowl performances are huge. Yeah. I remember people talked about the Shakira one for so long, the Shakira J-Lo one.
Mm-hmm.
Travis Scott was incredibly underwhelming. Because he tried to do it with no auto-tune, and it didn't really work back then.
But anyway, Rihanna.
I mean, I'm a huge fan of Auntie.
Yeah.
There were rumors that she was going to do, like, a reggae album, but those are so old now that that's obviously not going to happen.
I mean, all we can do is hope.
Yeah. Anyways, 4 minutes at left. Least, should we play one more song?
Yeah, sure. I mean, at least with the Super Bowl, though, she's at least putting herself back on a big stage.
Yeah, so I
putting herself back in the center of attention. So I hope that that's an indication of something.
Same with Frank Ocean.
Yeah, doing Coachella again. Yeah. Hopefully that's an indication of something that, you know, he's going back out into the public space.
Yeah.
To perform. Maybe it's a prelude. Maybe he wants to have something new to perform. Maybe both of them do. Hopefully.
I feel like if Frank Ocean was going to drop, we would
know.
There would be some ripple going on right now. He's not the kind of guy to just, I mean, maybe he's just going to drop it on our doorstep, but.
I feel like he might.
I mean, people hold Frank Ocean he has like this place that's his place. Like we hold these certain artists so high. Ocean is held that high, but in this different sense, at least for me.
What is like, that different sense?
Well, it's hard to explain. It's almost the feeling. It's the feeling Frank Ocean gives you. And I'm not sure if you listened to Blonde when it dropped.
No.
But that would take us an hour to discuss because you thought I was impassioned about Control. Wait till I talk about Blonde. It's just so. It's the emotional weight. That is brought forth from a Frank Ocean album is so unique,
mm-hmm.
I think, that he's kind of in a place on his own. Another person who kind of does something that emotional would be like, I'd have to think for a while of some to
but,
like.
But basically.
His NFL comparison.
Is basically what your point is like what Frank Ocean does is so unique and so well made. Incredible that like it's fine.
Yeah.
If he doesn't need to force anything out.
Yeah.
He can wait. He can perfect it. He can, you know, probably he can take his time. He's earned the right to take his time cuz people will always be waiting for whenever the thing actually comes out.
Agreed. Now, should we play one more song?
Might as well.
You decide. What would you like to hear, Matt?
Man, I have absolutely nothing in my brain right now.
Should we play Nights, since we're discussing Frank Ocean?
Do we have the time for Nights?
We'll play something quick. What's a quick song?
I mean, we got to. We can just kind of chat. We can just close out with a nice brief chat.
Yeah?
Yeah. And then next.
Let's play some Rihanna, actually.
Oh, man. Does that fit with the mandate?
Does it? Yeah, we'll get some Rihanna Drake going on. We'll throw work on.
All right, do your thing. It's 11:59.
Just a little bit. We'll close the show out to the first little bit of Rihanna and Drake. Speaking of Rihanna,
we probably won't
drop an album. Thank you guys for listening. This was Music on the Menu.
Yes.
We will see you next week.
Yes, just want to quickly say that this was Music on the Menu, 101.9 CITR FM, coming to you from the. UBC campus on the unceded traditional and ancestral territories of the Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Squamish peoples.
work, 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 work. You tell me I be work, 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 work. You see me do me dirt, 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 dirt. That's all me about that work, 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 work. When you walk a line, 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 line. I'm in the cafe, my tie, 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 tie. Drive me, I deserve it. No time to have you lurking. You make a walk, now you don't like it. You know I dealt with you the nicest. Nobody touched me in the righteous. Nobody text me in a crisis. I believe that all of your dreams are delusion. You